Dab and Tench, Theatrical Idiots, Series 2, A Christmas Special.
Ho, ho, ho. Come and see me over the road in Williams's department store, kids. Ho, 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 ho.
Dad?
God, merry bloody Christmas.
Dad? Yeah. Is that you under the beard?
Hello, Tench. What are you doing here?
I'm just up out doing a bit of Christmas shopping, you know, getting ready for the weekend.
Right, yes.
Christmas spirit. Yes. What are you doing for Christmas this year?
Oh, well, I'm very, very busy. I've got this experimental thing I'm running at the moment. That'll last up until the 24th or somewhere around there, I should think.
Oh, that's wonderful, yes.
And, yes, then what? You know, obviously, it's a dizzying social whirl this year.
Oh, that's splendid. Yes, I'm going away to the Cotswolds, to a little country cottage with my friend, Darkwing, you know, the fella.
Is this the current boy?
Yes. He's fresh out of the box, as it were. I think I'm going to get lucky this time, you know.
God, I really don't want to be reminded of anything like that, Tench.
Well, I'm just popping off to Harrods.
Right, are you trying to buy the young man's affections again, as usual?
Well, I think he might like a nice pair of glittery Christmas underpants, you know.
Yes, he might like, or is this really just a present for you?
Well, they are glow-in-the-darks. I will be able to find him even if he is in the woods.
Yes. Yes, they do tend to run off into the woods, don't they, Tench, when
it's
you take them
game.
Away?
It's just a game they like to play. I'm coming into their room, I'm coming into your room, and ooh, off they go into the woods. Come and find me, they say, come and find me. Usually by saying, ah.
Yes.
But it's the same thing.
You know, in 50 years' time, there's going to be a panorama about you, Tench, I'm sure of it.
They'll never get me. I'll bring the whole society down, I tell you. The Royal Society of Birds.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say, you're hardly enough of a national treasure to be protected that much.
Well, you know, I give the Royal Society of Birds at least £3 a month.
Oh, good lord.
They're the big rivals to the RSPB.
Yes.
Yes, different royal, of course. It was the King of Switzerland who...
Yes,
set that one up.
You're always very partisan, strongly partisan in your wildlife protection, aren't you, Tench?
Well, that's it. You know, they look after my money, I look after their birds.
Yes.
Anyway, I need to get going. I need to go and get some more exciting underwear for my boy.
Oh, well, go on, Tench. You have fun with your little Christmas jaunt. Don't worry about the rest of us.
Oh, sorry, my phone going off. Hello? Oh. So... I've got it all prepared. Look, I've got an entire larder filled with turkey and meat and all kinds of things. I've got a massive cupboard full of booze. And you're not coming? Oh, you bastard. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to use that language in front of you, my old friend. Seems like the boy is going back to Poland for the weekend. He can't come.
Yes. Oh, I thought for a moment social services had finally got hold of him and taken him away from you.
No, so it looks like it's going to be just me in the cottage with all that booze and food.
Booze, you say?
Yes.
And food, you say?
Yes, lots of it. I've just got cupboards and cupboards full of damn stuff.
I mean, obviously I'm very, very busy at the moment, Tench, but, you know, as you're my oldest friend, I suppose I could do you the favour of coming down to this cottage with you and helping you dispose of all the booze and food.
But are you doing this experimental thing?
Well, I mean, that would just make it all the more experimental if I didn't turn up, wouldn't it?
Oh, right then. Well, I've got a car coming for me at 3 o'clock. Can you be outside my house by then?
Tench, I will absolutely be there bang on time.
All right, I'll go in and get myself a consolation prize. See you later.
Righto, yours at 3:30 then. Bye-bye. Well, that's your bloody attitude. I'm glad I didn't give you a tip.
The lovely cottage of which I spoke.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I'll go and get the decorations, and then we can start trimming the place up.
Go on then. You never know, Tench. I might actually let myself be overtaken by the Christmas spirit.
Right, you go and get the booze.
Righto, I'll go and root through the cupboards.
There we go. Could you just give me a hand with this decoration, please?
Is that it?
Yes.
That's the decorations?
Yeah. Could you just help me put it across the fireplace, please?
Blimey. Well, I'll see. I'm not sure we can both of us manage it. It's such a huge task.
Well, come on. You take one end, I'll take the other.
We'll do it in
seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Have
you got a pin? Give me a pin. No. Come back towards me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have this pin. There we go.
Right. Right. No, to me. This way.
No, right.
No, okay. It won't stretch. It's shorter than the fireplace.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just stick it here. You stick it where?
Yeah. There we go. Right in front of me.
A bit more tension. Just a little bit more.
Tension. God.
A little bit more tension. Oh, no, you're off the edge of the fireplace there. Go back a bit.
Look, I'm sticking that in that end there.
Oh, right. Okay, well, there it is. That's a family heirloom,
is it? All the decorations you bought were this bit of string.
Bit of string? Bit of string?
Yes, Tench, bit of string.
I'll have you know that this bit of string was made by my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Well, was it occupational therapy in the loony bin?
No, he made it during the Napoleonic Wars for hanging cards above the fireplace, even though cards hadn't been invented at that point.
Well, that was very prescient of him.
It was.
Yes.
I think it looks splendid anyway.
So what did he do until cards were invented? Did he just have a bit of string hanging above his fireplace?
It was fatter back then. It was more of a garland.
Ah, right.
Just
okay.
Over the years, it sort of shrunk down to a bit of string.
Ah.
However, it adds a bit of, to the fireplace, I think.
So that's slightly reminiscent of what you told me about your old chap, Tench.
You don't have to keep bringing that up. I've been and had surgery since then, and it's a damn sight fatter than it used to be.
Ah, right. Well, why, you've got that dimple in your gut, is it?
Yes. Anyway, where's the drink?
There we go. I brought the bags in. I've brought some of my own stuff as well. I'll be making my special Christmas cocktail later.
Oh, splendid. I do like a bit of Christmas cocktail.
Yes, it's very good.
Yes. I've got some Christmas pie.
Oh, marvellous, Tench.
Yes.
Oh, I do like a bit of Christmas pie. It's a bit of a thing with us, really, isn't
it?
Yeah, I'd
love a bit of Christmas pie. You know?
Oh,
a bit of Christmas pie with some gin on it, you know.
Yes.
You know. It doesn't burn very well, but it's lovely, soggy and delicious.
Yes. Did you bring the nice gin?
Yes. Here's some Bombay Sapphire.
Oh, lovely.
And some Bombay Sapphire.
Yes, typical of you, Tench.
Bought that from the cheap shop down the road. Yes. We'll use that for the Christmas pie. You're absolutely fine, you know.
Oh, well, I must say, Tench, I was wondering whether this would be dreadful, but it's actually going rather well so far.
It's rather nice, isn't it? You know,
cosy.
The fire is crackling away there in the grate.
Yes. It's always nice having a real fire at Christmas,
isn't it, Tench? Don't know who lit it, but I'm glad of it. You know, that's all I can say. The boy did say that he'd actually been up here and done a little bit more tinselling somewhere, but I...
Ah, right. Was this where he was hiding out while you were pursuing him round town the other week, then?
Well, it wasn't so much pursuing as trying to greet him, you know.
Yes.
But, anyway...
You know, I'm loath to use the word predatory, Tench, but...
I'm not predatory. I simply am enthusiastic. I'm an enthusiastic lover. And if you call that predatory, then fair be it, may it be. But I'm not predatory.
I'm unconvinced, but... okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt this time.
Yes. Well, anyway, let's settle down. Oh, I have to say, this sofa is rather comfy, isn't it?
Yes, it's rather small, isn't it? Are there any other chairs, or are we going to have to sit cheek by cheek for the entire weekend?
The cottage suite.
Oh, okay. Is that what they call it?
Yes, it's a very small.
I might... just pop off there and... may go and sit on a cushion on the floor instead. It's a bit more...
Actually, yes, I've still got the mark of your muffin top in my muffin top. There you go. I believe that's what they call it these days, isn't it?
That's just the way my shirt fits, Tench. I'm as trim as I was when I was 21.
Yes. You keep telling yourself that, matey. You keep telling yourself just that.
I bloody well will.
Anyway, this bottle of whiskey seems slightly emptier than I remember it being.
What? When did you last see it?
Last week when I bought it was full to the brim. Now it seems to be three quarters full.
Well, I certainly didn't just neck a quarter of a bottle of whiskey as soon as we got here.
Yeah, well, you know, see that you don't.
If that's what you were implying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't imply anything, my dear fellow. I'm not accusing you, but all I'm saying is I'm going to turn out the lights in 5 minutes. If that whiskey's not back in the bottle, I'm going to get very, very cross.
If you want it topping back up, it might take a couple of hours to find itself again.
All right, well, in a couple of hours, I'm going to turn the lights out, and then I want that whiskey back in the bottle.
Okay. I'll do my... Whoever took it will do their best, Tench.
Oh, well,
do we have a funnel?
Yes. There's one in the kitchen next to the still.
Right, that's okay.
There we go. Is there anything on television?
Oh, is that a television?
Yes.
Blimey, it was so small, I'd almost forgotten televisions used to be like that.
Well, I'm middle class. We don't have big televisions.
No.
Honestly, man. Honestly.
I suppose I suppose it's a black and white set that you only ever use to watch Newsnight, isn't it?
It is, yes, yes. I think the dust cover's still on it, but we'll take that.
So you definitely don't use it to watch those dubious-looking videos that are scattered around underneath it.
Oh, that must have been the boy. Oh, I didn't even know I still had that one.
Yes. Bangkok Nasty Boys 3.
Yes, that was an old favourite of mine. It brings back memories. Lovely memories of Christmases past.
Oh, I bet it does, Tench.
This is very much my Christmas retreat.
I wonder why I never saw you around at Christmas.
Yes, I'm usually here, you know, celebrating with a young man.
Yes.
Really celebrating it. Giving a really good celebrate, you know.
Yes, yeah, I get the message, Tench.
Yes, we won't be celebrating much this year. Well, maybe a little celebrate later on.
But, yes, well, you can do some solo celebrating if that's what you're implying.
Yes. It reminds me of my Christmases back in the old Cambrian Hills.
Oh, right, yes, this is where you're from this time, is it, Tench?
Yes, yes. Well, it was a splendid time, a magical time of year. The run-up to Christmas was the most splendid thing, you know. We'd go out into the garden, we'd find a little bit of twig and we'd bring it into the house and we'd tinsel it up and we'd set it on fire because we couldn't afford lights. But for that split second, we had a Christmas tree.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
Sounds absolutely wretched, Tench.
Yes, and then Christmas Eve night, we'd go to bed. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, my grandfather would wake me up with a sprout. And then I'd go back to sleep again. I could barely sleep, of course. I was waiting for Father Christmas to come down my Christmas tree, you know. Which is a bit weird, because we didn't have a grate or a chimney or anything like that. So you had to come down the Christmas tree, which is outside. It was just a tree, really.
Yes,
Christmas tree. Yeah. And then, at a few hours later, my father would come in and give me a bit of turkey, you know. And then a couple of hours after that, I'd wake up again and I'd be given, a bit of cranberry sauce by my mother.
Right. Tench, did your parents just keep you drugged and semi-conscious for the whole of Christmas?
I don't know, actually, but yes, well, we used to get up in the morning and it'd be very exciting. There'd be some presents. I don't remember ever opening the presents, and usually we were allowed to have a pint of ginselade when we came downstairs, you know.
Ah, yes. And then... the old ginselade.
And then I don't really remember much more about Christmas, but I...
Yes, it's a pitiful tale of child abuse, really, isn't it?
Oh, I never really thought about it until now, you know. I thought it was magical.
How wretchedly depressing.
Oh. Well, what were your Christmases like then when you were a kid?
Oh, they were all right. I mean, parents obviously were very arty sorts. They didn't show it outwardly. I think the whole office job thing was just really one long, long project for them.
Oh, yes, they worked in the office at the Abattoir, didn't they?
Yes, yes. I think it was a long-running performance art piece. That's the only explanation I can come up for it. But obviously, I'm sure entirely ironically, we had a plastic Christmas tree, one of those fibre-optic ones from Woolworths or somewhere.
Oh, how vulgar.
Yes, well, I mean, it was a... I'm sure they didn't choose it because they liked it. I think it was just a commentary on the commercial nature of Christmas and society or something.
Oh, well, you know.
And then, obviously, the Bernard Matthews turkey roast for Christmas dinner, which I can only assume was my parents making some wry statement about the nature of the meat industry or something like that. And, then I'd obviously get the latest plastic toy that had a cartoon about it.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, obviously, that would have been my parents making some kind of wry artistic statement on the nature of covetousness in children these days. And then, of course, in the afternoon, they'd make us watch the Queen's Speech, which I can only think must have been some kind of satirical statement from my parents about the nature of the monarchy and the ruling elite. Oh, that was one in the eye for them, Tench.
Well, that's lovely. Well, at least, you know, it sounds slightly better than my Christmas anyway.
Mm. Yes, yeah. I mean, it's obviously people, not everyone can have as deeply artistic Christmas as I used to have, but...
No, that's very true. I mean, these days, I mean, it's all about the commercialism, isn't it? All about commercialism.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Well, know. That's it. I mean, all these people that have turkey unironically and, you know... plastic Christmas trees unironically and get their kids' toys off of the telly unironically. It must be wretched.
It must be. Must
soulless, Tench. Soulless.
I often see those kids, they're smiling, but they're dead inside.
Oh, very much so.
Yes.
Yes. If you're not weeping, you know, how do you know you've got a soul on Christmas Day? That's what I say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Dickens knew that, of course.
Very much so.
Yes. In A Christmas Barrel, he discussed what it was like to be haunted by three types of barrel on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
I've never read it myself, but that's what I believe is the case.
Oh, I think so, yes. There's the saltfish barrel of the past, the bran tub of the present.
Yes, and the brandy barrel of the future.
Yes.
There we go.
Mm.
Fine bit of writing, I thought, yes.
He was marvellous, wasn't he?
It was, yes. I mean, I tried to perform it at the last... Christmas fair that we had in my little village. Yes.
Oh, right. Yes. How did that go?
Not too well. They weren't expecting it. They were doing the annual switching on of lights. Light. And the mayor was there in all his finery.
Yes.
And I popped up onto the podium just said, can I just do a little bit before you switch the lights on? That's absolutely fine, isn't it? And the mayor said, fuck off. So I went to and asked the mayoress, I said, come on, let me come on and do a little bit, you know, just a little bit a reading from a Christmas Barrels. And she said, oh, go on then. So I started reading, and then 3 hours later, I was ejected from the stage before they could switch on the Christmas light. And
But you barely got started.
I know, yes. I mean, there were at least 17 chapters to go.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It was horrific.
Ah, it's no wonder this country's going to the dog's tench when we pay so little heed to art and literature.
That's it. I mean, if the BBC put more things on television at Christmas about perhaps a Victorian Christmas or an Edwardian Christmas or even Christmas in the far future.
Yes.
I'd like to see that.
When are they going to start doing that?
That was it. A sci-fi Christmas carol.
Ah, that would be lovely.
Yes, could get Patrick Stewart into it. Get off my bed, he'd say.
Oh.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, lovely Paddy Stewart.
That's it, yeah. And John DeLancey.
In a barrel.
In a barrel.
He does a good barrel, DeLancey.
He does a good barrel,
oh,
yes.
Oh, he's amazing at barrels. He's not bad at kegs, either.
A hell of a keg man.
Mm.
You know, that's what we said at RADA. Yes. Hell of a keg man.
Well, I mean, being American, really, kegs were his first love.
They were. His.
He only diversified into barrels when he moved to Europe.
He even sang a song about it.
Mm.
Kegs are my first love, he said. Yes, it's lovely, really.
I mean, it is, yes.
It makes me all warm inside.
Well, it's nice that a performer's got a thing that they're known for. Hopefully it'll be in the far future, but when he eventually passes by and he's no longer with us, people will look back and say, now there was a real keg man.
Yes.
A real keg actor.
That'll be what it says. That'll be what it says on his obituary and his gravestone. And
yes. Well, I imagine the gravestone will be a big stone keg.
Yes.
With the armholes and the hole for the head in it.
That's it, yeah. In fact, they will just put a mannequin backwards and forwards on the grave, going round and round and round.
And it'll be like he never left us.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm actually welling up. I have just a little bit.
It's a lovely thought. A lovely tribute to a man who's not yet dead. I mean...
Yes. I can't wait for him to die now. It's going to be marvellous.
I'm quite excited about it. In fact, I might just book a ticket to LA and just stand there outside his house waiting for it to happen.
Yes. Yes, get a little placard. Die, DeLancey, die.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Yes.
He's a lovely man and a great actor. And if he died tomorrow, it would not be soon enough.
No.
And, you know, I think he would understand the meaning of the plaque and know that it was meant in a generous sense that we...
Oh, I think so, yes.
Very much looking forward to his wobbly barrel gravestone.
Oh, he'd know. He'd know.
He'd know. Mm. Yes, I might go to America next year.
Oh, really? Do you think you can get some work out there?
I think so. I've got another agent out there now, and, he thinks that I might get a job in Bones.
The popular crime procedural type programme?
No, the DeForest Kelly biopic.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's shooting at Paramount, so, you know, I've got friends there, you know.
Oh, what? Not that security guard that you got close to in a club once?
Yes, that's the guy. He'll be able to get a job. He's a good fellow, you know. You know, got me a green card.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
What, an American Express?
Yes, yes. I don't know who he nicked it from, but it stood me in good stead when I was over there.
Well, it helps with the exes, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. The problem is, when I went out of the country, there was a sort of queue of policemen running after the plane, but, you know.
Well, you know, you're a popular chap out there, aren't you, Tench?
I bet that's all forgotten by now.
I would imagine so. I don't think they really keep proper records about things like that, do they?
No. I mean, it's absolutely fine.
I think they're fairly laissez-faire with immigration in America, aren't they?
That's it, yes. I mean, when I did the last spaceship film, I had to do it from Pinewood. With a green screen background.
Oh, I wondered why you looked slightly fuzzy in every scene you were in.
Mm.
I wondered if this was some sort of space radiation that was around you.
Well, yes, I think they tried to make it look like that, but really it was just a very bad telephone line that they were pumping it down. I think that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Telephone lines.
Oh, I believe so,
yes. Yes, yes. A modem of some sort was used. But yes, so they said that I couldn't come into the country. They wouldn't give me another green card.
What?
Or even a work visa. So
it's ridiculous, Tench. It's ridiculous.
However, I've had a splendid idea.
What's that, then?
I'm going to change my name to Stephen Fry.
Well, that's it, yes. I could see that working.
Yeah, they always let Stephen Fry into the country. And I do have a look of him, I think.
To an extent, yes.
Yes, yes.
You are both men.
Yes, and we both like younger men, and we're both...
Yes, I'm not sure that they're going to need you to give a practical demonstration of that at immigration, so you might be a... You could probably have just faked that one.
Well, we are both intellectual giants, of course.
Really?
Yes, I'm able to do the Take It Quick magazine Sudoku... In at least 2 hours.
Actually, that's substantially better than I'd have thought from you, Tench.
Yes, it's a fine magazine. I write an article for it, you know.
Do you? Which one? Yeah. I've occasionally, you know, obviously in dentists' waiting rooms and the like, flicked through an issue. I've never seen your name in it.
I write under the name of Dr. Forrester Phil.
Oh, right. Yes, the problems chap, is that?
The health guy. I tell people what to do when they've got swellings and that sort of thing.
How on earth would you know what to tell people, Tench? You're one of the least educated people I know.
I look it up on the internet, like everybody else does, of course. Somebody says, I have a swollen gland, and I look on the internet for swollen gland. Sadly, that often brings up more results than I can even look at, but
yes.
Occasionally I will hit home, the Americans would say. Preparing for my trip.
That's very good, Tench. Very good.
Hit home, and I managed to find the correct diagnosis. Sometimes I hit out, another American phrase, in which case I just tell them that it's probably going to get better on its own.
Well, hang on. Didn't they have to print an apology the other week after someone died?
Technically they died, but in another sense of the word,
yes,
they didn't die. They were alive.
Actually alive, or are you just getting metaphysical now, Tench, as a way of weaseling out of it?
Well, that's the strange thing. They said that they'd been bitten by a man who wasn't quite dead.
Right.
And I said, don't worry, it'll get better on its own.
Okay.
And they turned into another man who wasn't quite dead. And so it was very confusing. So he was both dead and alive at the same time.
That does sound something of a puzzle, Tench. No wonder it was beyond you to solve.
When it came round to my office at the time, I was stationed in the magazine, you know, they wanted to... I used to have to wear a white coat and walk around saying things like, ooh, that looks nasty, we need to put some ointment on it.
Yes, yes.
And it came round and I had to smash his head in with a waste paper basket.
Good Lord.
Yes.
That's remarkably inconvenient.
So technically, I didn't kill him because he was already dead.
Yes.
But he was still alive. It was very confused. He was twitching a bit.
He didn't nip you at the time, did he?
No. A few of the office people got nipped, but they were dispensable.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Fine.
Office drones usually are. They're not artists like us. No. We're irreplaceable, Tench.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a performance, isn't it? Somebody says, be a doctor, you're a doctor, you know.
Mm. Well, I mean, that is effectively it, Tench. I mean, really, what is medical school other than 7 years at Italia Conti?
Exactly.
It's all the same thing.
Exactly.
It's just concentrating on acting like a doctor.
That's what I tell people.
Mm.
That's what I tell people. Whenever I'm asked to be an expert in any sense of the word, for instance, I often appear at trials giving medical evidence there.
Yes, yeah.
Or forensic evidence in some cases. And they often say, what qualifies you? I'll tell you what qualifies me. 3 years in rep, that's what qualifies me.
Yes.
Yes. You try getting out there doing 3 plays a week in different accents and hats. And I tell you what, that's the toughest job that you'll ever have to do.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, you know, people say their job's hard, but they've never done rep.
No, that's because they're idiots, you see.
Mm.
That's modern actors.
Really, if you can manage 5 shows a week with hats.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the hatless stuff's significantly easier, but if you can manage it with hats, really, there is literally nothing you cannot step into.
Exactly. Young actors just don't know they're born.
Well, it's all computer hats these days.
Computer hats, that's it. There's just no skill or technique to their hat wearing at all.
No, well, this is it. That's all they do at RADA these days. They sit around dicking about in front of a screen and have computer hats.
Yes. I mean, I was watching an episode of Holby City the other night.
Mm.
You know, some of those hats were floating 3 inches above their heads.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
They lag behind when they move.
Yeah, it's awful.
Just people wandering around a hospital corridor with a hat trailing around a foot and a half behind them. Like it's on some big floaty elastic band. It's ridiculous.
It is awful. It truly is. Their diction's terrible. Their hats are floating behind them.
Yeah.
You know,
Gosh, I mean, you've got the old guard like McCorkendale and that.
Yes.
They're practically in tears at the state it's become when they're doing their parts on those shows.
Weeping. You can hear them weeping sometimes in the back of shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Sobbing away there, just thinking, what is the world of the theatre become?
Yeah. Well, it always looks odd, because you can tell the old guard, because they're desperately clinging on to their real hat. But, of course, they've still got to have the computer one, because that's the union rules these days.
Yeah.
You've got a doctor there with his doctor hat on, holding another real doctor hat.
Exactly. It's, I mean, equity minimum hasn't changed for about 100 years.
Yes.
But yet hats, they're all over fucking hats, aren't they? That's all they think about.
Yeah.
You know.
It makes me sick, Tench.
It does. I mean,
sick.
It appalls me, anyway. And, you know, they come straight out of drama school, they go straight into Holby City, and the next minute they're on the jet plane over to America to wear hats in American series, really.
Well, of course, it's all baseball caps over there.
It is, yes. And
people say, they come back and they say, no, it's okay, I know what I'm doing, I've done hats. They say, no, you fucking haven't. You've done baseball caps.
That's all they've done.
That's not hard. That's not the you've not served your apprenticeship.
No.
Like my friend Tench, I'd say. You've not served your apprenticeship by wearing hats. You've just played around wearing sportswear.
Yes, exactly. And not even real sportswear.
No.
Just dots on their head where they can place the hats later on.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You know, some of the young ones these days are having little titanium screws embedded in their heads to save them having to get marked up for the computer hats.
God, there must be hell over there. It must be hell over there getting through an airport checkout desk thing, because they've got their tinned pubes and their studs in their heads. I mean,
yes, yeah, the little reflecty things just so they can, yeah. Oh, it is. The lengths people will go to get a rubbishy job like
that's
that.
It. I did a television last year. It was around Christmas time.
Mm.
It was their version of A Christmas Barrels. And the young girl in there playing young Bob Cratchit.
Oh, yes.
She was called Bobina Cratchit. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, it's disgusting. Well, she was on the set for literally 5 minutes. She did 2 lines.
Mm-hmm.
An American producer walked up to her and goes, "You got what it takes, girl." Flew off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all know what she had.
That's it, yes.
Titanium screws.
Yeah, in her head, ready to go.
Yep. They can eventually get everyone with the screws. They can sack the person with the little pen that draws the marks on your head. They've saved themselves, what, $2-3 exactly. an hour? And that's all just going straight into their pockets. That's creaming it off, Tench.
It's terrible. Talk about creaming off. It's exactly like in the porn industry when Viagra came in and the fluffer was made redundant.
Yes.
Oh, very
yes,
sad.
Yes, that was a good chunk of your income gone, wasn't it?
It was, you know. It used to give me a lot of Christmas presents, did that, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It's terrible.
Don't know what the world's coming to.
The state of things these days, Tench.
Yes. Of course, 2013 next year.
Yes. Yes. Do you think it's going to be a good year for you, Tench?
I don't know. I never know what I'm going to be doing from one minute to the next. There is some idea that I might be able to get a few parts in some Downton Abbey type thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Downton Abbey type thing, so not actually Downton Abbey then?
No, it's Channel 5's own reality show Downton Abbey thing. It's it's a Blenheim Palace, and you essentially have to be a servant in Blenheim Palace for around a month, and then they vote people off.
Right.
During it. I don't know if it's going to work out, really.
So this isn't tied in any way with their pledge to reduce the cost of running the royal households, is it?
No, I don't think
so. They're not just getting you in for free labour.
Oh, I don't know, actually. I'll have to ask my agent that. I mean, she seems very keen on me to do it anyway.
Do you get a hat?
I do. A real one, apparently.
Oh, I should bloody think so, too. If you can't rely on the royals to give you a real hat, what can you do?
I should be playing the Hatted Butler Jenkins slop. Yes.
Well, that actually sounds quite promising, Tench.
Yes, well, I shall see. And I think there's possibly a pantomime this Christmas. I was supposed to have already started one, but this lump got back to me, you know.
What were you going to be in?
Cinderella.
Right. As what? The Ugly Sister?
No, Cinderella.
Really?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Either that or I just misread the casting.
Your stage light page doesn't still have the picture of that lass out of Hollyoaks on it by accident, does it?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah. So that might explain that bemusing casting decision. I can't help but think they're going to be slightly disappointed when you turn up.
Well, they're idiots to be. I mean, I can play any part. I can play any part from 15 to 27, really. I mean, I'm that versatile. And I can all, changing sex isn't going to be too much of a problem, you know. I mean,
yes, I think that might be a push, even for someone of your stature, Tench.
A bit of a shave here, a pluck there.
Yes.
A slight raising in the voice there. We should do it, shouldn't it? I mean, it's...
Well, you can but try. They've given you the job now, so you never know.
There we go.
I've actually got a Christmas show on this year as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Yes, one for all the family. I'm doing a vignette, a tableau, if you will.
Oh, right.
Where I'm recreating Santa and his escape back up the chimney.
Oh, right. What's it called?
I haven't come up with a name for it yet, but I've been working on the set stroke costume.
Ooh.
I've got a pair of chaps that I've painted bricks on.
Oh, yes.
And a little red woolly egg cup that I fit snugly over my scrotum. I then bend forwards with a fake fire in between my feet.
Oh, yes.
And there you have it, Santa disappearing up the chimney.
Really? That's sort of disgusting and fascinating at the same time.
Well, I thought it had a sort of Victorian edge to it with the static tableau.
Well, yes, I can see that. Where are you going to be performing this?
Oh, anywhere I can, really. I mean, I was thinking in the gents' toilets in King's Cross Station to start with.
Oh, well, yes, I often go in there just to freshen up, you know.
Yes, I think if I could just sort of sneak into any major department stores and stand just outside their Santa's Grotto, that'll get me a good captive audience. Pass the hat round at the end. Happy Christmas to everyone.
Does sound splendid, if disturbing, but, I'm in such a good mood because it's Christmas. I'm prepared to see the good in everything.
Well, you know, good theatre should be challenging, Tench, you know that.
As it said in the Christmas barrels, "Gor blimey, everyone!" Yes.
Oh, don't, Tench, you'll make me well up again.
I know, it's the little Tommy tidbit there.
Yeah.
Yes, very moving, very moving.
Oh, when will he die, Tench?
I don't know. Get a plaque. Sad business.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Dickens for you.
Yes.
Oh, he was a great writer, but quite mawkish and miserable in many ways.
Yeah. Oh, in a way, I suppose that's why he works so well at Christmas. It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is.
It's a mawkish, miserable, bloody time of year.
Yes. I mean, I Christmas Day, I often cry for at least 2 hours, you know.
Mm.
sit there looking at my wealth of presents, usually a couple of nuts and a burned advance, and I think to myself, "No, Jamie, why do you do it to yourself?"
"Well, you have to, don't you, Tench?"
"Well, yes. I mean, the boy is not interested, so I have to. But, I mean, why do I do it every year? Every year I come to this damned silly cottage in this damned silly part of the world, and then some fucking carol singers turn up at the end of the day and..."
"Oh, God, I'm getting the red mist. You're just mentioning it, Tench.
I'm sorry. I
cannot abide bloody carol singers."
"No, I can't. I mean, they what do they want? They turn up. I mean, especially around here, because they're very well organised. You know, they practice for several weeks before.
They're the worst.
They come out there singing good tidings of comfort and joy. And then I open the door, and they want money off me.
God.
What I usually do, this is what I usually do, is I recite a little bit of Shakespeare for them."
Oh, Tench, that's worth more than money."
Exactly. And then they just sit there. On the lawn, singing "We Shall Not Be Moved" until I throw them some figgy pudding or something.
Bloody heathens, Tench.
I rarely have figgy pudding, so I usually just throw a bottle of scotch at their head.
Well, you know, it's all you can do, isn't it?
It's friendly.
These wretched people put you in that kind of position.
It is, anyway. I know, did you say something about a Christmas cocktail?
Ah, yes, you're quite right, Tench, I did. I shall retire to the kitchen, and you will be amazed when I return.
Right, okay, well, I'm just going to pop the television on and just flick through a few channels. Oh, there we go. Oh, God, what's this? This is Christmas Spaniels. Dogs at Christmas. Oh, cats at Christmas. Dogs and cats at Christmas. Noel's dog and cat Christmas.
Tench!
Yeah?
Tench, is Christmas Spaniels on this yet?
Yes, I've just gone past it. Do you want me to go back to it?
I'll put it on.
I'll tell you what, shall I Sky Plus it for you and you can watch it later on?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, there we go. Oh, more Christmas Barrels. Yes. Oh, Christmas Barrels 2. That was a good book. I enjoyed that. Yes. Is it ready yet?
Just coming.
Oh, right, fine.
All right, here we go then.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
There, get yourself outside that one, Tench.
So a little...
chin, chin, bottoms up.
Oh, that's just... Oh, that's that's splendid. I really like that.
Oh. It's something of a it gives one a bit of a kick, doesn't it?
It was. I think it's splendid. I think we should propose a toast, don't we?
Yes.
To Christmas.
To Christmas, Tench.
Yeah. Down in one. Yeah. Hey. Right. Glasses into the fire. Fuck. Oh, my eyebrows. My precious eyebrows.
Oh, yes. Are you all right, Tench?
Quick. Just grab that hose pipe thing.
Here we go.
It's died down. No
yes,
harm done.
Yes, I should have warned you. It's a little bit flammable.
No harm done, eh? That's fine.
No, I think you're all right, Tench. It'll grow back. You're a little bit pink, but you know.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look in the mirror above the fire. Oh my God, my Christmas string is.
What's that? That.
It's gone. It's just a little bit of string on two pegs.
Oh, I'm very sorry,
That's
Tench.
Over 200 years of family history gone all at once. You know?
Well, I think really that's a commentary on Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you think it's going to be great, and you pour all your traditions into it, and what does it do?
And you end up with a shrivel up couple of inches by the fire.
Yes, and no eyebrows.
No. Yeah, the eyebrows. You usually pencil your eyebrows in anyway.
Well, yes, I haven't been these last few days. I've been growing them back for a part.
Oh, right.
Yes. I'm going to be playing Dennis Healy.
Oh, right, yes. I think you're going to need, a bit of help with them, though.
Yes, I'm.
Well,
I'm,
you certainly are now.
Yes, I was going to have some hair extensions put into them down at Misha's.
Ah, right.
Misha's hair salon.
Yes. I'm aware of that. Yes, you've told me about them before.
Yeah, very good, aren't they? Yes. She told me a lovely Christmas story the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, apparently, the salon in which she works is haunted.
Really?
Yes.
Is it?
And every Christmas at about 9 o'clock on a Christmas Eve, she's locking up the shop. She opens late, you see.
People like to be spruced up for Christmas.
They do, yes. And every Christmas, she hears a rattling noise coming from the back room. And then her partner falls into the shop, drunk. And he's not touched a drop of alcohol.
Has he not?
No.
Really?
It's a ghost that made him drunk.
Tench, you really are a credulous idiot.
I like a Christmas ghost story, you know.
It's no wonder the boys keep taking advantage of you when you're such a dupe.
Oh, God, what's that sound?
What is... Oh, bloody hell, Tench. Oh, it's not, is it?
God, I'm...
I thought we were enough in the middle of nowhere that we wouldn't be bothered.
Told you they just turn up every fucking year. Oh, let's go and deal with them anyway.
After three, then, Tench.
Okay, then. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas, old chap.
I'll give you comfort of singing arsehole. Joy.
Go on, that back. Come on.
Dab and Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. For more Dab and Tench fun, go to www.dabandtench.co.uk.